When you're setting out to fly, no matter how you try to get to the terminal on time, what with traffic jams, the car, the airport being far away, which terminal, that bloody yellow line, well, of course you just don't make it, and therefore, for your sake, it's a relief to find your plane is still in France. In fact, you are not late. You've got 2 hours to wait. You're early, so why the song and dance? Then you slowly grow aware that a cat is standing there as your overweighty pound are jotted down, and a bag you've lost again is on its way to Spain, just as your forehead is beginning to unfrown. Yes, a cat, like Elliot Skimble, different sex, much more nimble, is waiting for you there with sky blue hair. She gives you a flash of computerized eyes and purrs, "Will you walk this way?" And now for the fun, the journey's begun to the terminal lounge where you stay. They say with time to spare, it's wise to go by air, but you didn't think you'd have to walk so far. Down long corridors you trudge with much, much too much hand luggage, rather wishing that you hadn't left the car. Then the cat who keeps an eye on the travellers who fly will watch now as you're ushered to a room where it's wise to show respect, for she now seems to suspect you, this feline whose name is Tondra Boom. There are buzzing rat-tat-tats that would startle lesser cats while she finds out if you're carrying a gun. She's ever so polite, if ever so uptight, till she ascertains your journey's just for fun. Then Tondra gives a mew to enlighten all the crew. Your intentions are as honest as the day. Then if you can find your pass, she'll let you board at last. Ah, nearly ready now to fly away. The music's calm and sweet. Hand luggage under seat and all around your feet. In the luggage rack, coats only is her whim. She checks your belt is tight so you won't float round in flight. Gives lifebelt drill in case you have to swim. There's a button for the light, concealed but very bright. 250, please, for earphones that won't play. Oh, well, never mind. Tondra's very kind and is sorry, sir, or ma'am, for this delay. One brisk trot up and down the aisle, an announcement reassuring and soft. The engine roars, the jumbo soars. Yes, Tondra's got us aloft. Oh, of course it could be boring while you're sitting there just soaring through the air with your knees up, but it's fun. Tondra will amuse. She brings the daily news, all in French or some other foreign tongue. There are lots of forms to fill in, a paper bag you can be ill in. Tondra's there to attend to everyone. There's a lovely plastic food that does no one any good, and a blast of air to make your sinus run. And as the clouds fleet beneath your feet, or the plane gives a bump or a roll, give thanks for the care of the cat of the air, who's in personal pause and control. And as the journey's ending, she will check on your descending. The pilot needs her okay to sit down. She will round up all the crew to smile goodbye to you and prods them with a toothpick if they frown. She assures you and the rest she's done her level best to bring you safe and soundly into land. Then she, or yet another, might even be her brother, will take you firmly to the customs man. And as she goes, she will say, in her debonair way, "Nice having you. Fly again." And that's that. She still looks so smart, but you're falling apart. Does the transatlantic jet set cat?